The Professor's Best Albums of 2010.
Turn so. You could think, babe, wait, try out of here. You were never Scribble! It's the professor. I'm back. That's for starters. I'm rusty, so let's see if I can shake some of these barnacles and rust off and churn something out. It's the end of the year. It's December. And you know what the professor likes to do is make his best of Listomania. And this is the best albums of 2010. Is it 2010 or just 2000? I think it's just 2010. So stamp that. Let's move on. So I haven't made a podcast since July. That's almost half a year. And it's unfortunate. But, you know, as all cool things, you know, tend to fizzle out now and again, this just fizzled out. So hopefully, the Rev, you're making one of these, at least a best of, and let's see if we can get some other people to do it as well, and let's get some comments. I'll say it now, I'll probably say it again. So let's move this baby along. We're going to count down. I had a tough time, you know, thinning out the herd here of albums that came out and picking my top 10. So I cheated, and I've actually selected, I guess I'm counting down from 11. So the first song we heard is from the band The Dillinger Escape Plan off their album Option Paralysis. Been following these guys for a little while now. They're fucking sweet. And if you didn't like that song, or if you didn't like, you know, at least when it got pretty heavy, stay away from this band, because that's pretty much what they're all about. I picked that song. It's called Widower, because it's a nice example of just what they do, baby. And there's a lot of high points, a lot of low points, and a lot of noise. So I hope you enjoyed that one. That's 11. Number 10 is MIA off her album titled Maya. I never actually heard the pronounce of that. So your guess is best bet. Off the maybe the best punk song of the year, called Born Free. It's just a balls out good punk song. If you haven't seen MIA's performance on Letterman, she does this song and kind of leaves Letterman speechless, so check that out. Coming in number 9 is Kylesa off their album Spiral Shadow, and this is just good heavy rock and roll, man. They got two drummers just fucking rocking, one's rocking, the other one's rolling and churning some good shit out. Highly recommend that, Spiral Shadow. Very good stuff. And actually, for a metal album, it's getting high accolades on the critic circuit, if you will, the CC. I'm having a tough time with this, man. I am rusty at, I guess, talking. Good luck. Let's just get into the, what are we at, number 8? We got Arcade Fire, and then number 7, we got Black Keys, and I'll catch you up from there. And now my fucking phone is going off. Worst podcast ever.
Bye.
2010.
Hey, it's the professor, I'm back. All right, so there we go. Let's start. We started there with number 8, which was the Arcade Fire with the album, great album, The Suburbs. And I think this album could have been ranked higher if, I think it would have behooved Arcade Fire if they would have kept, like, you know, 3 or 4 tracks off the album. It's just a lot of stuff going on, a lot to digest, and, you know, maybe in a couple months I might rank it higher, who knows, but right now I feel like it would be more tight, music term, if they lost some tracks and just stuck with the meat. Too many potatoes. The song there, Sprawl 2, I picked this one because they played it as their second song on SNL a couple weeks back, and it's been stuck in my head ever since. It's a nice little ditty, beautiful little ditty. That's number 8. Number 7, we got the Black Keys, the album Brothers, and the song Tighten Up. Black Keys, man, they consistently, you know, roll out good rock and roll, bluesy rock and roll music. I do like this album Brothers more than the previous release, Attack and Release. And what can I say? It's solid stuff. Then coming in number 6 is the band called Liars with the great album Sister World. The song that I picked is a little aggressive. Don't judge that song by the album, but the song kind of kicks my ass, and hopefully it kicked yours too. It's called Scarecrows on a Killer Slant. I don't think that's racist, but we'll let you decide that one. But great album, you know, real punky. I had this band's album came out before this one, Awkward Sentence, and that was great. It's one of those albums where it's like almost every other track is, you know, a standout. And this one is just solid through and through. They have a very distinct sound unto their own, and that's what make them the number 6th album of the year. So Liars, Sister World. Gonna go into the top 5. Fuck, dude. Top 5. Here we go! LCD Sound System. Great album. This is happening. Great stuff, guys. Just quality work. I've been following these guys for a little while now. They actually, I think it was 2007, LCD Sound System released Sound of Silver, which, you know, ranked high in you know, the majority of critics' reviews, and I never heard of these guys before looking at these web pages and lists, and checked them out then. Really got into the album, and was excited when I, you know, been following them and knew that they're releasing something this year. Downloaded it, and I love it, man. This is another one of those albums that, you know, after more listens and, you know, whatever, more time goes by, it might creep up higher or lower, however you want to say it, in my top 10. And I think it's going to be with us for many years to come. It's really good stuff. I picked the song You Wanted a Hit, and it's a slow burner. It's actually slowly burning under my voice right now. And, you know, kicks into a nice poppy little gem. So that is number 5. We're inside number top 5. I'm so rusty, I can't talk. I'm not used to doing this shit. Out of practice. Need more practice. Need more practice. Drinking some Icebox Manhattans right now, too. So I think I'm too cheap to buy, you know, whiskey and vermouth to make... and bitters. Need some bitters, guy, to make manhands myself, so I'm just going with the old icebox recipe. So LCDs, that's coming in number 5. We'll leave numbers 4 and beyond a surprise.
LCD Sound System, this is happening.
try, it ends up feeling kind of wrong. You wanted it tough, but is it ever tough enough? No, nothing's ever tough enough until we hit the road. Yeah, you wanted it lush, but honestly, you must hush. No, honestly, you know too much. So leave us on our own. And so you wanted a hit. Well, this is how we do hits. You wanted a hit, but that's not what we do.
Take a song.
Hey, it's the professor.
Motherfucker, I'm here.
Yeah. So I am back to refresh you. So we started that, as you know, LCD Sound System. Talk them up. Great stuff. From there, we went into number four on the top 10 is Broken Bells, which is Danger Mouse and lead singer of the Shins, James Mercer, collaboration. And supposedly they're supposed to be. This isn't their only output. They're gonna make another album at least. But something's really cool, man. Just got great sound and other accolades. And it's just one of those that, you know, I downloaded it and listened to it and really liked it. But it's one of those that I just keep going back to. And I can't say that for a lot of albums, you know. It's definitely, you know, the new and the hot thing for me for, you know, a couple weeks or whatever. And then I'll move on to something else. But this one I consistently have been returning to all year. And that's why it's number four, yo. So from there, we went into my Fuck You. The Deftones are not that bad. Pick for number three, the Deftones with Diamond Eyes. This is a little return to their sound that, you know, I really kind of fell in love with back in the 90s, back in high school, that really stood out and is phenomenal. Their past couple albums have been kind of shite, but this album's great. It's got a lot of different sounds on it. You know, it can get heavy, it can get melodic, it can get sentimental, but it's all good, and I'm putting it up at number three. I chose the song Beauty School. It is one of their, I don't know what you want to say, softer songs on the album, but it's funny. I was, in my Twitter, I got a link to an article that listed Chino Moreno's, like, top 20 albums of all time, and I laughed. I'm like, who fucking cares? And then I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? You know, Deftones are pretty good. You know, they might be grouped into the category of other bands that, you know, suck. Or if you put Deftones on, like, Pandora, it'll probably be not a fun time. With that, you know, with that saying, I think they're a standalone band, and they kind of took different genres and made them their own, and this album is a great display of that, and I definitely recommend that you should check it out. So that is 5, 4, and 3. I'm going to get into number 2, which is Black Mountain. This is their sophomore album. It's called Wilderness Heart, and this guy's great. It's a guy, girl, singers. I don't know who else is in the band that much, but they kind of switch back and forth singing, and it's just like the classic rock sound that, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. If you don't like classic rock, I'm probably not going to like you. And I don't mean like all you listen to is Led Zeppelin and, you know, fucking Allman Brothers and shit. I just mean if you don't like it, I'm not going to like you. It's the foundation for everything that we have today is classic rock. So these guys, Black Mountain, is kind of throwback to that sound and era. And it's just kind of, you know, riff heavy and just solid rock and roll songs. And this song that I'm going to play here coming up is called Let Spirits Ride. And this was, and, you know, came down to like the top three or four for the nominees of Best Song of the Year. It's just a nonstop, nonstop thrill ride. It's awesome, says Steve Sikora. So this is another one, like The Liars. It's a little bit more aggressive, you know, selection than what the rest of the album sounds like. But I'm the professor.
Motherfucker, I'm ill.
And I'm going to play what I like. And Black Mountain comes in number 2 overall. 2010 with the song Let Spirits Ride.
We'll be right back.
So that's, put a little boogie in your tush. What? Dude, I'm beyond rusty at podcasting. I used to be coherent and at times witty. It has been said, you know, but, not so much right now. Not so much. So this is it. That was number two, Black Mountain, and, coming right back to deliver you, my number one album of 2010. And before I say it, I wanted to, just bring up that, I was looking at it kind of closely here, and besides Deftones, I think every other artist in my, top 11, really, didn't release an album in the 90s, which is, was actually a big surprise for me, because I guess 10 years of music can go by pretty quickly, in hindsight, and I was always, you know, a big proponent that, you know, modern and newer music isn't that great sort of deal. I always, you know, early 90s, you know, it doesn't change though. I still think the early 90s music is, you know, some of the most solid, you know, to ever be recorded and released. But it was nice to see that I'm balls deep into the newer artists. And it's not a bad thing, you know. A lot can be said for the access of the internet and computers and how artists can record easier and get their music out easier than ever before, and you get a lot of new and different sounds, which I think I displayed here in my top 10. I mean, just looking down the list from Dillinger to MIA to Liars and LCD, and then to the Rockers with like Black Mountain. But lo and behold, we are at the point where the professor will steer you into his number one pick for 2010. And it's going to be a big surprise. You know what? This goes in with what I was just saying, that this year, you know, no like big artists that I was really, you know, that I've been fans of for a long time have released anything. I can't remember actually the last time this has been the case. So going down the list, it's all, you know, newer bands, and with no exception, other than the top pick here. They did release an album, I'm going to say 2 or 3 years ago. This is their debut. It's Nick Cave on vocals, and the band is, of course, called Grinderman. Released a phenomenal album, just called Grinderman 2. The first one is obviously called Grinderman. And I can't really speak highly enough of this album. Just Nick Cave here bringing his smoky voice, whiskey-soaked, great combination that just brings, you know, kind of a balls-first attitude to rock and roll, which it's been doing it for years, and I can really dig. It's not, I wouldn't say it's classic rock, it's not, you know, modern rock, it's somewhere in between, but it's definitely a balls-out and guitar-heavy and vocal-heavy. And if you don't get, you know, a little hard listening to Nick Cave's voice, then at least don't be upset at me if you notice my half stock listening to this album. So there you go. If you want to rewind, here it is. Dillinger Escape Plan, MIA, Kailessa, Arcade Fire, The Black Keys, Liars, LCD Sound System, Broken Bells, Deftones, Black Mountain, number one, 2010. Grinderman. So I hope you enjoyed. Please leave comments, create one yourself, give me your list of your top 10 2010 albums, or just your best of and faves, and recommends
the professor's best albums of 2010.
Psychedelic invocations, I met a hurry at the station, I give to you a jaw of a princess of Hindu birth, a woman of flesh, a child of the earth, I give to you. Well, I hang guns of Babylon. Miles Davis, the black unicorn, I give to you the palaces of Montezuma, the gardens of Akbar's tomb, I give to you the spider goddess and needle boy, the slave dwarves that they employ, I give to you a custard-colored super dream of Ollie McGraw and Steve McQueen, I give to you. Come on, baby, let's get out of the cold. Give me your precious love for me to hold. The epic of Gilgamesh, a pretty little black A-line dress, I give to you. The spinal cord of JFK wrapped in Marilyn Monroe's negligee, I give to you. I want nothing in return, just the softest little breathless word.